Well, coming up here very soon, it's the 4th of July, and nobody celebrates the 4th of July bigger than the folks in Exira. We have Abby Rasmussen joining us this morning. Abby is president of the Exira Community Club, which is sponsoring this year's 152nd Exira 4th of July celebration. Abby, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
That's a lot of 4th of July celebrations.
It is. It's amazing that it's been going on for this long. It's definitely a big deal for Exira.
I always thought it would be fun to kind of check around the state to some other places and see who's got the longest running. You guys have to be up there somewhere.
I would sure think so. I would put money on it.
Well, when you talk 4th of July around these parts, most folks immediately understand if you want a big parade and lots of good stuff around it, you head up to Exira for the 4th of July. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of what's been going on. Now, I know you've already had some activities actually happening this past weekend. How'd they go?
Yeah, that went great. We had our annual tractor show and ride that headed out to the southern part of the county and came back. And we had a great turnout for our car, truck, and motorcycle show. It was a beautiful day for it. And we also had a helicopter fly in and land. So a lot of kids and adults enjoyed that, too.
Excellent. Yeah, a little cooler weather. It had to be very pleasant out there.
It was beautiful.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about some of the things coming up, because when we talk 4th of July celebration, well, it's on a Tuesday this year, and you know, that could be a little difficult to navigate for some folks, but in Exira, you guys have it all figured out. You just start Friday and keep having a party.
We just keep it going, yeah, and whoever can come. So, yeah, Friday starts it off with our pickup and kind of gets things rolling, gets the carnival into town and set up and stuff, and then Saturday morning, bright and early at 8 o'clock, we start with our 36th annual road run. So,
lots of good stuff there. Do folks need to pre-register for some of those events?
They do. The road run does need to be pre-registered. You can get still online at www.getmeregistered.com until the 29th. And then there is no day of registration for that. So the night of the 30th would be the last night to do that at the rec center.
Okay, and that's good and easy then? They can just go online and take care of that?
Yep.
Excellent. All right. Well, Friday, a lot of evening activities. Now, Saturday, you've got things going on pretty much all day.
Right. So we will do our fun run, which is a 1.4-mile fun run / walk. And then we've also got a 5K and then a 10K that goes out into the country and then back on the trail into town. People, if you're not a runner or a walker, you can just come for a pancake and sausage feed at the old fire hall. And then right after that, we start our co-ed slow pitch softball tournament. We had a great turnout last year. It was in the rain, but so we're hoping for sunshine this year. And we've already got 10 teams registered for that, but you can come on down and watch. It's free to get in. We've got a beer garden, and the Two Dudes Foods truck will be there. I think the local bars uptown are going to have a DJ that evening, and carnival will be going on that night too. So lots to do.
Yeah, an awful lot to do. Get the day started with a run, get that blood moving. I assume you probably run the 10K, right?
I've done it once. I'll say I've done it once. But nope, I usually am the rear end of the fun run walk with all my children.
Well, you probably walk at least another 10K during the day with all the activities going on.
Possibly.
Yeah, folks will get their exercise in one way or another. All right. Yes. Now, on Sunday, you've also got plenty of things happening as well. Started with a church service in the morning, but then you've got some other events going on throughout the different parts of the day that actually affect a lot of different people.
Yeah, definitely. So once again, the carnival will be going, and there's pony rides this year too, which is new this year to our event. And then we always do an alumni coffee, and this year it'll feature the class of 1967. And they do a co-op lunch up at the school. And then we're going to do What the Duck Races. We did those the beginning of May, and we're going to continue that this weekend. And so that's kind of fun. You can pay $10. I think kids can race a duck, and $20 for adults, and all the money goes to our rec center renovation project we've been working on. And then, again, the bars will be doing some fun stuff on the street that evening. So.
Good. Lots of good stuff going on. Different types of activities, so pretty much everybody can find something that they like.
I would sure hope so. Yep, we try to please everybody and make it a family-friendly event. So.
You bet. Well, I know some folks will be working on Monday, maybe a full day, maybe half a day, and others might have the whole day off, and I guess you've got them all covered on Monday, don't you?
Yeah. Well, again, it's still got lots of stuff going on. We'll have at our first session of our rodeo will take place at 3 o'clock, and again, we've got concession stands and things there. We'll have our community club barbecue, which is always a fun event in the park. I think we've got grilling hamburgers and hot dogs and watermelon and beans and all that fun stuff. We've got Roger Berger that'll be entertaining us during that. We've also got a kiddie parade, so anybody that wants to enter, that's free. And this year we'd like the participants to ride on our community club float, so they just need to meet down at the city park at about 5:30. And then it's our big street dance that night featuring the Nice Bangs and the Establishment. And we've had them in town before, and they're always a fun time. So,
how many years now have you had the rodeo?
Rodeo, that's, I'm not the one to ask on that. It's been off and on for a few years, but I'd say consistently for at least the last five, I know it's been going on. So it's definitely brings in a large crowd for us. And we've moved it to Kickapoo Park, which a lot of people, even from Exira, didn't know where that was. But it's just on the north side of town, and you just follow the signs and you'll make your way there. So
yeah, I know that's been pretty well attended, and the admissions is a pretty good price too. $10 for adults, $5 for kids 5 to 12. That's a pretty good price for something like that.
Yeah, and we do the mutton busting too, so any little sheep riders out there too, they can come and get pre-registered at the check-in desk there prior to the rodeo getting started.
Nothing better on a holiday than embarrassing your children, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's always fun to watch. All right. Now, that's all that stuff that's going on. That's even before the 4th of July rolls around. The 4th of July on Tuesday, you've got so much happening during the course of the day. And I know a lot of folks look forward to the parade every year.
Oh, yes, and it is fun being a local, seeing all the cars pouring into town, the two lanes of traffic coming in from the highway and the back roads. It's always neat to see our town fill up like that. So, yeah, the parade's our big deal. It's always been a free registration. We'd love to have floats and trucks and whatever you want to bring to town. We'd be happy to have you participate in the parade. And before that, though, we still have the kids' foot races, so if anybody wants to try their hand at racing down the street, they can do that. And, again, we'll have the carnival going on. Let's see. We've got Feet First. It's a band. We'll be playing at the gazebo right afterwards. We've got our beer garden again. There'll be a bunch of food vendors around. And right after that, we'll kick off in session two of the rodeo. It'll be the same type of performance as the day before. And then another popular attraction is our kids' tractor pull. And that's later in the afternoon back up by the city park. And again, we'll always end the night on the 4th with our grand fireworks display up at the football field.
Yeah, always well attended. And I know that Exira Parade is always one that's one of the lengthier parades around the area. You get a lot of good support there. Do you have some grand marshals this year?
We do. We're honored to have Mike and Jan Hedrick this year as our grand marshals. Mike is currently the mayor of Exira, and Jan has been a longtime supporter of the town and school athletics, and she was involved with the E-Club back in the day, and he's on the fire department, and they're just a good example of what it means to be a good community member and a supporter of our little town. So.
Well, and I see you've got a junior grand marshal this year, and I guess he is an example of some of the good faith that you get from the folks in the Exira area.
That is exactly right. So last year we started up a new tradition of doing a junior grand marshal, and yes, this year it's Hayden Weisenborn, and he has been battling brain cancer and is doing well right now, very well. So we're happy that he accepted that, and I think he's looking forward to throwing out some candy at the parade.
I bet he'll sneak some away, too.
Yeah,
but that's
probably.
Okay. That's his prerogative.
Yep,
bet. Well, that's an awful lot of stuff going on, Abby. There's so much happening over all those days. You have to have a lot of good support and a lot of good volunteers, I'm guessing, to make all this happen.
Oh, yes. So this is about my fourth year, I would say, being heavily involved with the planning and everything with the 4th of July, and I would say there's so many people behind the scenes that just make it run smoothly. You don't even have to ask them year after year to do those little things. It definitely takes a lot of volunteer work, and we greatly appreciate all the help we can get.
Absolutely. Well, no matter what type of activities and events you enjoy, you're probably going to be able to find something like that in Exira over that 4th of July holiday period. So make sure you swing on by and be a part of Exira's 152nd celebration of Independence Day coming up here in these next few days. Abby Rasmussen, thanks so much, and to the Exira Community Club for all that you do to help support.
Thanks, Jim.